Mike Lovejoy, hello.
Hi.
Do you want to tell me your great memory here?
Well, firstly, I remember this place from as a boy, where we used to play in the grounds here. Yeah. Further on, it was the scouts. We used to come over here for wide games.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, we liked the place so much. My future wife only lived a few streets away in the Burnham Road. And this is where we got married, on the 20th of July, 57. And 2 weeks ago, it was the 20th of July, 13, making 56 years.
Well, that's beautiful.
And that's, but of course, the church is all locked up. So I've taken the phone number and I've been in contact with the vicar. And he says, come back in early October.
Yeah.
So we're coming back in October to see what it looks like, and it's one of those things.
It must be a very lovely memory, and brings a lot of warmth to your heart.
It does. And also, we've met two or three people that not only have vague remembrances, not so much of us, but of the scouts,
mm-hmm.
because I met somebody this morning who used to live in Wentworth Crescent.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very near us, or over the back there, and he knew two of the scouts that were in my patrol, that they both lived in Wentworth Crescent, and we haven't lost contact with Hayes. We're still connected with Hayes in scouting,
mm-hmm.
and we come up once a month to the Second Harlington Scout Hut, which is in Wentworth Crescent, for our monthly get together. And
oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, I'd say all the old names and the old faces.
Uh-huh.
And that, and it's just nice coming back.
Oh.
And hope that you don't disappear under Terminal 5 or 6.
Yeah, that would be horrible. Have you got any other fun memories or anything that you can remember?
Only coming along the, what's the road? Parkway.
Mm.
I can remember when past the church, there was a field on the right hand side which the authorities covered with telegraph poles to stop German planes landing, mm. I assume. That's made a big bang on. But then somewhere all I can remember is I think it was a super fortress got into trouble, and he goes and lands in the field in amongst all the poles. How they did it, we don't know. But and it didn't crash or anything. It actually came down quite thing with that, with very little damage. And as kids and that, we just ran over after it all landed. And that, there was nobody round it or anything. It's these days you'd have all the tourists around.
Mm-hmm.
But and the fact of Cranford Woods was where we used to play as kids.
Mm-hmm.
We had vague stories of the great lady in grey or the grey lady, but
yeah,
we didn't believe them.
No. Did you never saw her?
No.
No.
Not when we were chasing around in the woods and that. It's
mm-hmm.
I think if we'd have seen it, we'd have run a mile.